Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Final Word on Hockey NHL Insights Edition. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. You can find this podcast along with all the podcasts from Full Press Hockey and Full Press coverage on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back to another NHL Insights here on a Final Word on Hockey. Love bringing this brand to you guys because it just allows me to express my thoughts, not only in written form, but in the audio before we like to break down a lot of teams. But now we're getting into the details of everything. And, speaking of the details, let's talk about, again, we're always going to talk about the Devils for what they're doing right now. The Bruins as well. I mean, that's remarkable. 14 straight games at home, wins to open the season. Everybody's playing well. Bergeron, Pastrnak, the whole list of them are just playing so well. Trent Frederick, I had the opportunity to interview him while working for another company up in Vermont. And he couldn't have been a nicer kid. He really wanted to make the NHL. And through time and through development, it's paying off. So down the road, hopefully I get the chance to talk to him again because his hard work has definitely paid off. And he's been an integral part of this Bruins lineup this year as they continue to win at home and even on the road because this team's playing really, really good hockey right now. Love what Boston is doing. They're finding different ways to win, like the New Jersey Devils found a way to win over the weekend. An ugly performance against the Philadelphia Flyers. Some of their bad habits are starting to creep in, not getting the puck out. I mean, that was one of the biggest things. Even when they were winning, they couldn't get the puck out deep, even when Stanley Cups. Got to make smart plays, and John Marino is one of those guys that makes the smart play, gets it done. Little flip out instead of icing the puck. Just out to center ice, get you guys changing and go. But bad habits creeping into their game, giving up early goals and late goals, as we saw in the Nashville game. Probably, if they got 2 points out of it, probably lucky to get 2 points, but they lost in overtime, late second goal, and then early in overtime. Just some bad turnovers, mistakes. And that's what's going to happen now because this team's going to get out of rhythm because they're only going to play 4 times over the next couple of weeks. Always hard to find that rhythm when they were playing almost every other day before they go into a big stretch before Christmas and the holiday break. So New Jersey's doing well, and they're still the top of the standings. Boston's right there as well. Toronto's turned it on. Remember we come on here talk about the panic in Toronto and what's going on. The sky is falling. Well, they're sitting in second. Tampa's right behind them, and there's Pittsburgh again. Speaking of Toronto, Mitch Marner, 19-game point streak, breaks a Maple Leaf record. Just what he's doing, carrying this team offensively, playing with John Tavares. That line looks really good. William Nylander with Austin Matthews and Michael Bunting looks really good as well. So the Maple Leafs have some balanced scoring right now, but Marner figuring out different ways to get on the score sheet. 2 more goals the other night to extend this point streak to 19 games. And as Darryl Sittler said, he was hoping he could do it. And too bad it wasn't in front of the Toronto fans, but he does it in the road against Tampa. They're just going to have to figure out a way to grind games out again, giving up late goals, just not holding on to leads. They'll figure it out, though. Talk about another point streak. Jason Robertson, 18-game point streak, 23 goals on the season. This kid's a monster after signing that deal, that bridge deal with Dallas in the offseason. It's remarkable. That'd be two things. Imagine if, like, Crosby and Ovechkin were going on this point streak, right? It'd be all over NHL.com, be all over the, NHL Network and all these radio stations, but it's kind of gets buried because Marner in Toronto and Jason Robertson in Dallas. But when these are two young stars of the league, you should be marketing at. When was the last time we've ever seen two guys go on point streaks like this at the same time? And it's good for the game. And can you believe it is right? And Jason Robertson extended it to 18 on Sunday. He's been an integral part of why Dallas is winning games. Dallas has got to find it some their rhythm again too, but they'll get there. I mean, look, Jamie Benn's been huge for them. Tyler Seguin and that top line with the ageless one that is Joe Pavelski and Rupe Hintz, who signed his new contract. But speaking of teams trying to find rhythm, like we said, Toronto found rhythm in November. What about a team like the New York Rangers? Being in the New York area, it doesn't get as much coverage as it should. If this was the Giants, the Yankees, every day they'd be talking about it. Same with the Knicks. right? So the Rangers are struggling. 1-4-1 in the last six. Kreider not off the pace last year. Igor Shesterkin's not playing well. Fans are calling for the coach's head. Listening to Ray Ferraro the other day, he made a great point. Gerard Gallant hasn't forgotten how to coach. This team is completely different than it was last year. Last year's team was more physical, harder to play against. I mean, look at it. Ryan Reeves, you had Andrew Kopp, you had Frank Vatrano, Ryan Strome, Tyler Motte. Now you bring in a guy like Jimmy Vesey, Ryan Carpenter, and you're relying on guys like Alexis Lafreniere, like Kako, like a Filippito. Maybe they're not ready to take the next step. I mean, think about it. Panarin had one of his best seasons of his career. His best came with Patrick Kane, obviously, in Chicago, and the Rangers, you know, moving out Ryan Reeves will have by the March trade deadline $6.8 million against the cap, where they could go, you know, hopefully Chicago retains and they could trade for Kane. But you think about it. You have a guy like Vince Trocheck. He comes in, nice deal, similar to the Andrew Kopp deal in Detroit, just 2 years longer for a younger player, better faceoff percentage than Ryan Strome. But what did Ryan Strome do? Facilitate the puck to Artemi Panarin. Chemistry was great. Yes, faceoffs weren't the greatest, and the Rangers got killed a lot. But sometimes you have to sacrifice something for chemistry. And Strome and Panarin had it, and they had balance with Zibanejad on the top line. You know, Kreider was there too. You know, obviously they were looking for number one center. You know, Mika's stepped up, but they also have Frank Vatrano at the deadline. A guy could put the puck in the net playing on that top line. They had a very good balance line with the kid line in the playoffs. We saw what they could do, and a very strong fourth line as well. Not to mention they didn't have Sammy Blais, and that's something different. Sammy Blais now trying to fit into the system where he really didn't even have an impact last year. You know, so up front, I mean, Jimmy Vesey is just not a top six player in the league. You think about it, Ryan Carpenter, what is he bringing to the table? And then also add in Vitali Kratsov. And now this team is really, really, really different. Not for nothing, but it's a completely different team. And sometimes these things take time. The kids need to develop. You know, Lafreniere, Kako, third, fourth years in the league. I mean, look what New Jersey had to go through with Nico and with Jack. It takes time. Fabian Zetterlund. You guys have to develop along the way. Obviously, we know Fox is a star. We know Miller's a star on the back end, but you know, maybe they were infiltrated with good support system. And you know, again, you're not in the room, so you don't know what kind of an impact Jacob Trouba has on the team. But you almost wonder if they kind of got it wrong with the captaincy. And hear me out here. You know, you hear what Kreider said during the post game. You heard what he did with Zibanejad, seen what he did. You don't see those things. You really hear those things from Trouba too much. Maybe it's just his personality. Again, I'm not in the room. A lot of people aren't. But still, you almost wonder if that kind of took the sails out of this team. Along with the fact that Igor Shesterkin is not playing up to his Vezina Trophy numbers of last year. I mean, those were the expectations to play up to that is really, really high, and it wasn't going to happen again, but he can play a lot better. Look, having Alexander Georgiev as a backup certainly helps. Jaroslav Halak has not played great, but the team in front of him hasn't played great either. So, but, you know, Shesterkin hit a lot of the Rangers' deficiencies last year, especially defensive deficiencies, analytics. He definitely hit those because he was coming up with big saves, timely saves that allowed the Rangers to score. Now they're getting burned, and he's getting burned, and he's back in his net a lot, giving up some uncharacteristic goals. He's got to find his game. He wasn't very good, hasn't been very good, but there's time, and it's we're in a scenario like we were in Toronto, where after a bad stretch, the sky is falling. Guys want players traded. Coaches to be fired, but they can figure it out. They just have to do it real quick. Gerard Gallant has not forgotten how to coach. Chris Kreider hasn't forgotten how to score goals, but the bounces that he got last year, he's not getting this year. That's why he scored 50 plus goals. But something is definitely off with this team. So put it on Twitter. You can find me at Jim Behringer. Follow along if you have, some time and you want some good contact. But something isn't right in New York. They have to wake up and wake up fast. Obviously we talked about Kreider, Shesterkin, but something's missing. And as we said, chemistry. Firing the coach isn't going to help. Okay, it works like that, but we know Gallant. His first year when he comes in, he does well, and then he wears out his welcome because no, system and structure. Maybe that's it. Maybe there's something else, but there's definitely something missing here in New York. Something seems off. There's time. There is time. They can fix this. It's not like they're far out of a divisional, out of a wild card spot. They're 2 points behind Detroit, 3 points behind Pittsburgh. It's not, the gap is there. It's not that hard. But if they don't turn it around, they're going to find themselves on the outside looking in. And, chemistry could play a big part of that. And speaking of chemistry, let's talk about the Calgary Flames, another team that made wholesale changes in the offseason. Johnny Gaudreau out, Matthew Tkachuk out, in Mackenzie Weegar, Jonathan Huberdeau, Nazem Kadri. Now, everybody expected the Flames to be a great team. Everybody expected this Flames team to pick up where they left off. Everybody expected this Flames team to win the Western Conference and go away with it. Again, they're only 2 points behind Colorado, 3 points behind Edmonton, so it's theirs for the taking. They got to turn it around. Again, chemistry and the makeup of your team matters. Darryl Sutter last year had speed and skill. That's what they were running with. Oh, maybe they didn't have that jam. It's a little slower team this year. Huberdeau, Weegar, Kadri, but physical strength. Guys got to step up. Andrew Mangiapane, not on the pace for 35 goals this year. I mean, look, he had a record start to 21 goals. What, 19 of them on the road last year? But Sutter called him out, and he's starting to play better. 2 goals in the last Flames win. We know Huberdeau's picked up his game. Kadri's just been excellent for the Flames since coming in. Lindholm has played great. So they're getting contributions. Defensively, that can be a little bit better. No Oliver Shillington. That hurts. But again, it comes down to goaltending. The second Vezina Trophy finalist last year behind Shesterkin. Not playing well. Jacob Markstrom flat out said he sucked. And he needs to be better, and he knows he needs to be better. And it goes back to the playoffs last year. There's a reason why the Flames signed this guy. Look what he did in Vancouver. He come over, but he hasn't had the playoff performances they've expected. Dallas series shouldn't have gone to seven. Jake Ottinger played out of his mind. But Markstrom didn't give him a save. Didn't give him a save and lost confidence in that Oilers series. Flames should have blew the Oilers out of the door. Markstrom gave up too many goals, especially with leads. Not going to happen. He needs to turn it around. Again, there's time. It takes time for these guys to get adjusted to a system, a Kadri, a Huberdeau, because he's not playing with Florida right now. It's a different animal. And so it's going to take time for this Flames team. But again, they have time because the West isn't as, especially that division isn't as good or living up to standards as we think. Credit Seattle playing great. Their 6-game winning streak ended at the hands of the Florida Panthers, who are starting to turn it around. And maybe next week we'll talk about them. But to me, the Flames need to play better defensively. Weegar helps. They need to score goals and get timely saves. Markstrom can get it done, and Vladar can get it done. Then the Flames will be fine. One of the teams they're going after, who we expected to be at the top, the Los Angeles Kings. Again, sitting in third in that Pacific, but teams are getting hunting down. Edmonton's there, right behind them. Calgary. Just think about, as I said last week, just think about if Vancouver didn't have that bad start blowing leads, where they would be right now. Goaltending, again, we talk about this. It sounds like a broken record. Jonathan Quick aging goaltender, need a young guy to come in. Supposed to be Cal Peterson, gets put on waivers with 2 years left at $5 million. I mean, Peterson, guys like Jack Campbell and Darcy Kemper can thank Peterson for setting the market at $5 million a season when he wasn't ready, when he shouldn't have deserved it, but he got too much too soon. Now he's in Ontario trying to find his game again, and that doesn't bode well for the Kings, who are trying to using an aging guy who played really well last year and he played really well again this year. But how much longer can you rely on an aging goaltender and Jonathan Quick? So they have to find an answer. Is it trading for a goaltender? I think they're going to hope that Peterson can find his game because they need him to, or else the Kings are in trouble. But right now they're playing a little bit of inconsistency with their offense and defense, especially defensively. Drew Doughty, Sean Durzi playing really well. But again, I think if they can get some consistency between the pipes and what they're doing offensively now with Kevin Fiala, who has 10 points in his last six games. He leads the team with 28 points, 20 assists. Kopitar's right there with 21 points. And then Gabe Vilardi with 13 goals as he leads the team. Kings are well balanced offensively, but consistency in their game is key. And their head coach has definitely been stressing that. And they don't like that shootout game. They need to save changes. Talking about, it's a wake up call for this team. Arthur Kaliev has been really good. The young players are stepping up, which is good for the Kings, but they need a little bit more as well. Nice little kick in the butt by their head coach to wake them up and start playing better. But I think Kevin Fiala is the straw that stirs the drink in this one, even though Vilardi has been the most consistent offensive producer with 13 goals. I think they needed Fiala going because then that trade looks a little bit better now. You trade for him, you sign him to that long-term extension. He plays good. Off to a slow start. Again, change of scenery, getting adjusted to a system, different style, different coach. So again, this is what these teams have in common. You make wholesale changes in the summer. Doesn't start out as well as we think because of the changes in the chemistry and looking for everything. I think the Kings will probably be looking in the market for a move. Maybe defensively, they've always been linked to Jakob Chychrun. That would definitely help them, but they need a save and they need goaltending as well. But chemistry is key for teams to be successful later on. Look, New Jersey is taking time, but they're finally getting their chemistry. Good teams find a way, but different makeups take a little longer, as we see with LA, with the Rangers, Flames. Throw the Panthers in there as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what these teams do. Like I said, Florida's starting to play a little bit better. We'll talk about them down the road. But right now, focused on these three teams because these are what the headlines are, especially in New York with the Rangers, because people are just calling for Gallant's head. And I don't even think that's the answer. I think this team just, the players need to figure it out. They know what's wrong and they need to get it figured out. So hopefully they can, if you're a New York Rangers fan, along with the Calgary Flames and LA Kings. This has been Jim Beringer, NHL Insights here on the Final Word on Hockey. You can find this podcast along with all the podcasts, full press coverage, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Enjoy the week of hockey, everybody. We'll talk to you real, real soon.